Y'all know what time it is. Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody. Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don. Giving them all on, dress like a million bucks, buying things in its cups. Mm-hmm. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey? Oh, yeah. Listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey. Put your hands together. Oh, listen, Steve Harvey. Why don't you join me? Yeah, yeah.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show.
We got a good one for you today. I was thinking about on the way in. You know, yesterday was a really, really trying day for me. It was a lot of work yesterday, and I gotten so tired at one point, man. I had no one to explain it to, you know, man. I mean, the fellas that travel with me, they just go, you know, they know where I gotta be, they get me in place, you know, blah blah blah. But you know, right about when I'm about to complain about it out loud, I also find all of the incredible reasons that I have to be grateful. And it kind of slows down the complaining a little bit. Now, I'm not saying there are days, man, where I don't verbalize my fatigue, or I don't verbalize my, man, I wish I didn't have to work so hard, or man, but yeah, man. When I get through with that, I have so many reasons to be grateful that it does slow it down, you know. And sometimes, the majority of the time, it just flat out stops it, because I end up laughing at myself because, you know, it's, so many things are happening to me beyond my belief, beyond what I ask God for. So there's just some extreme blessings going on in my life. But man, have I paid. And that's the part I want to talk to you about today. You know, see, a lot of people look at other people and they see what they think is the finished product. They don't realize that all of us, no matter who we are still a work in progress, that I have many flaws, that I have many problems, and I have many situations that come up, you know, just like anybody else. You know, I'm no different from that. You know, life happens for me just like it happens for you. It may happen in different ways, but just like, you know, if it's something comes up at an inconvenient time for you, it pops up for me. You know, if something happens for me that seems unfair, I know that it's happening to somebody else unfairly. But, you know, I find myself being grateful the majority of the time. I can't say all the time because I'm a human being, and sometimes I find myself complaining about it all, you know. But I try for the most part to stay grateful, to stay focused, and it allows me to keep the wheels churning. But now I wanna share something with you about your road to success. You know, you've heard me say this probably 100 times now. The road to success is always under construction. It really is. So here's what I want you to expect. On your way to changing, on your way to becoming successful, on your way to achieving your goals, on your way to getting better, I want you to expect many difficulties. Once again, the road to success is always under construction. I want you to expect many difficulties. But here is the deal between successful people and non-successful people. It's how they deal with the difficulties. That's the only difference. It's how you deal with the difficulties, how you handle the setbacks, how well you get up after you've been knocked down. That's happening to all of us. None of us are exempt from that. You're going to fall. You're going to be pushed. You're going to be run over. You're going to be tackled. You are going to be lied about. You are going to have setbacks. That's a part of the journey. But how do you handle them? How well do you handle everything? See, I want you to understand something. When you set out to be successful, here's difficult. Petey Pablo, who I have probably people wondering, what is he about to quote, Petey Pablo? He had a rap album out called Diary of a Sinner. And it was really, man, my favorite rap album of all time. Because he said some things about his life that I could so relate to. I can't think of the name of the song right now, but there is a lyric, a stanza in one of his songs that says, I had a half a tank of gas, two cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray, and a voice said, it's only a test of my faith. It said, I had a half a tank of gas, two cigarettes, scraping up change in an ashtray, but a voice said, it was only a test of my faith. Here's the deal. Your faith, which is the belief in things that you cannot see, when you say, I'm going to make it, I'm going to be successful at it, I'm going to finish college, I'm going to achieve my goal, I'm going to be a better husband, I'm going to be a better father, I'm going to be a better wife, I'm going to be a better mother, I'm going to be a better student, I'm going to be rich, I'm going to start doing more for other people, I'm going to help the less fortunate. Whatever you say, when you send that prayer up, when you declare that faith, the devil hears your prayer too. Now, the sad thing about the devil is he's busy 24/7. And he has people that works for him 24/7. There's some imps out there that ain't up to no good. You all know them. You've all run across them. They always putting shade on somebody. They always barking at somebody. They always knocking somebody down. These people, they just busy for Satan. What you got to be careful of is that occasionally you don't become one of those people. See, so when these people, when the devil hears this prayer that you sent up or what you're going to be successful at, then your faith is going to be tested. He got people, man, to come in there and try to knock you off that course so you can get on back to this old woe is me. I ain't going to ever be nothing. Man, it seemed like every time I try to get back up, I get knocked right back down. Once he gets you saying that enough times, then he can start implementing some other programs. Come on, man, let's sell this dope. We can't get no job. Now, here you go. You're off track. You gone, you other way. Now he got you tied up now to the point where he can get you locked up or he can get you killed and lose your soul. So now he at work, busy, he all day. What you got to be mindful of is that your faith will be tested, that it's going to be difficult to get to where you are. And you got to stay in prayer all the time, talking to your creator about strengthening you for the journey. You have to be strengthened for the journey. That's all you asking for, because the journey is the journey. You can stop asking God to remove all these problems in these situations, because it ain't going to happen. These are the tests of our faith. This determines how bad you want it. What I'm saying to you this morning is stay focused, stay prayerful, stay on point, get ready for them. Understand that it's just a test of your faith, that your faith will be tested, but you got to stay the course, man. You got to stay the course. It's all right. You will be fine in due time, but you got to give some of this stuff a chance to play itself out, because nothing lasts forever. Ain't no pain forever. All right? I'm just trying to help you with that, because, boy, I'm dealing with it all the time. Stay prayerful. God got help for you. All right? Let's go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, may I have your attention, please? Today's show is dedicated to the men and women, to the boys and girls who have strong desires to perform at the circus. Yes, this is your day. If your dream has ever been to ride around in a metal ball on a motorcycle, fly on a flying trapeze, walk on a tightrope, get in a cage with a wild animal, pack yourself with 37 little people into a Volkswagen and jump out.
What? You said little people? What?
I wanted to do that.
The only reason I said little people, because I want this joke to stay on. I don't want no trouble. Ladies and gentlemen, this show is for you.
Circus people are different, Steve.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, yeah. I met the oldest lady living of the Flying Walindas.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, on my show, Big Shots Forever Young. Mm-hmm. She climbed up this 85-foot pole at night with no harness, would not let us put a harness on her. It was crazy, man. And the flagpole got skinnier and skinnier at the top, and it swayed. And then the wind started blowing. She wasn't but like 90 pounds.
But she's been doing this all her life and
her
whole family,
right?
Man,
if you seen the black people down there praying, holding hands.
I know that's right.
Black people don't want to see you.
We don't see nothing.
Jesus, ooh, Lord.
Cover her with the blood. Black women wasn't even looking up there. They were just holding hands. And her family got scared, too, because it never took her that long to get up the pole. So it was really, really trying. So that's it. Hey, good morning, everybody. How y'all doing?
Good morning.
Okay, look, what is wrong with the president, man?
Okay, finally.
For real.
What's wrong with
him? I mean, but nah, man.
What's been wrong with him?
Nah, man. This one different. See, this one was a complete reversal. This was 48 hours of heat for not denouncing neo-Nazi Klan white supremacy. Mm-hmm. To coming out and denouncing them by name. Mm-hmm. Then the next day back and go, hold on, they had permits now.
Well, that's what he said in the beginning.
People have, and the alt left. What is the alt left?
The opposite of the alt right.
Oh, man.
Now, this is on the heels of David Duke saying, excuse me, but you need to look in the mirror. We are your base that got you elected. Mm-hmm. And I be doggone, man. It was really alarming, though. It threw some people.
It wasn't alarming to me. He's been doing this. They're trying to make America white again. What y'all ain't been seeing this?
This is how he ran his entire campaign. People forget.
What?
Steve. Well, this is how he really feels. I mean, that's the only conclusion you can get from all of this. This is how he really feels.
Yeah. The trip part is he ain't playing. It's for real.
Lord have mercy. How many of you right now, by round of applause, really do miss Barack Obama and Shea?
Hey, got my shirt.
Coming up, Junior's Truth Be Told, and then we're going to find out just how tough you really are, Mr. Harvey.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's time for Truth Be Told with Junior, and then we'll find out how tough Steve Harvey really is with some questions.
Yeah, thank you, Shirley. I thank you very much. Listen, September 16th, this is so important to me. I have a walk and a run that we're doing in Sugar Land, Texas.
Today which is September 16th?
September 16th, which is Sickle Cell Awareness Month.
Oh. Coming up.
Yeah, it's Sickle Cell Awareness Month.
Oh, okay.
And this is really important, people.
Listen.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to look, but I don't know what the hell. His truth be told, always be something else first.
I got to promote my walk.
Okay, I ain't mad at you, but I'll be waiting on truth be told, and then you lied and said it was September 16th.
He lied?
Yeah. Oh, my God.
See, I don't never know where he's going, because you every time you introduce him to truth be told, we hear about the announcements and everything.
Well, he's promoting what he's doing, Stephen.
Well,
you ought to
do that.
If
you say truth be told, then you ought to let do truth be told, then do a little damn announcement.
Let him do it the way he wants to do it.
All right, I'm going to let him go ahead. Go ahead. So what's happening September 16th?
Now you're all in. Now
No,
he's looking at me like he's really concerned.
No, I really am. What y'all going to do?
Oh, we having a walk run. We having a 5K run. September 16th.
Why is it the 16th of September?
Because that's Sickle Cell Awareness Month, and I'm doing it in the month of Sickle Cell Awareness.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Junior.
That's why I'm doing it. And this is the first one. Now, I need everybody to go to runforsicklecell.com, sign up and register. Come on out. Run your 5K. Walk your 5K. Mm. We don't even matter. Just come on, because we need it.
Where is it going to be?
It's going to be at Oyster Creek Park. Oyster Creek Park, which is in Sugar Land, Texas, right outside of Houston.
So in Houston.
Yeah. So
your hometown.
Yeah. If you in Waco, if you in Austin, this is benefiting the Mark Thomas Foundation, which is based in Austin. They do a lot of great work for sickle cell. They do research. They do they do screenings for sickle cell, and they also help families with assistance for doctor's bills with sickle cell. So they do a lot of great work. It's a great organization. That's what we do on September 16th. Sickle Cell, Run for Sickle Cell. Go to runforsicklecell.com. There it is. Now, truth be told is, if you got a job that you fill the application out for, don't be mad at us when we come in there. That's the absolute truth. Because I went down to the post office. A lot of postal people are great workers.
You fill out an application.
Yeah, yeah.
For a job.
Mm-hmm. You get the job.
Don't be mad when we come down there.
Yeah, yeah.
What is you talking about?
You're trying to see where he's going with it.
Yeah, I'm finna tell him.
Okay. Yeah, just wait, Steve.
No, but I mean,
I'm finna tell him. I'm about to tell him.
No, I like it, but the setup is hard. I'm staying with it.
Tommy, you fill out the application.
Tommy, you tell jokes. Now, if the setup is confusing.
Let me just say it like this.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. You fill out the application.
Yes, sir.
You take the job. Why is you mad when we come down there? Now, I know a lot of postal workers that are great postal workers. I have a wonderful time. But there's one postal worker named Helen. I can't stand right now. There is no reason why me and Helen should have a 30-minute argument about one letter.
Yeah.
I'm down there. She mad at me because I didn't pick the wrong envelope. Now, if it say overnight, then why is you telling me it's going to take 2 days? That's what the whole argument was about. Now, Helen, your ass don't need to be working down there because you can't count. Overnight is next day. Why is you talking about fried? I need to know, would you take the job for? Because I asked. Is it going to get there tomorrow? No, it's going to get there Thursday. Well, why is you charging me overnight prices, Helen? That's
now
all
you get
I want to know. Truth be told, if you didn't want the job, why you fill out the application? You can't get mad because I came in here. We going to be milling. We going to be milling, Helen.
Yes,
and she needs to really not be there no more. Mm-hmm. And if I come back down there, I'm coming over the counter and knocking all your stamps down. That's all I care
come on.
You're a disgruntled worker.
Well, you know, dog. When she hollering, though, she's saying it so loud, Tommy, that other people in line is over here in our business.
And so you were embarrassed.
I was absolutely embarrassed about because I got the wrong envelope. If I said I wanted that tomorrow, you keep telling me, well, it's not going to get there till Friday. Well, that's not overnight then.
No, it's not.
And the thing about truth be told is these things really happen in Junior's life.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Helen, he doesn't make this stuff up.
Helen is 5'2". 5'2". Okay? But I will say this.
5'2", about 330.
Yeah. Yeah.
God,
that little whole little, that.
The whole little slot that they stand on.
No. I know. I already know.
You know that little slot.
People usually be mad.
Yeah.
Short, wide people are always mad.
Would you stop?
No, really. Short, wide people are always mad.
Because they got to squeeze in that little area and work.
Oh, God.
All the short people, why I got smart cars?
Scion.
Prius.
What's that little? Just pack up in there. Man, in there, man. Just look like somebody just put their foot on them to shut the door.
Steve.
You mad now. You angry.
It's too much.
You bought the car. They had other cars. If that was in your price range, you could have got a great big old used car. But you wanted to brand something brand new. You down there in a smart car. Now you just in there looking like some Play-Doh.
You've been wanting to talk about this for a while, I can tell.
Yeah, I just wanted to get it out of my system.
I know.
Hey, I did it.
Go ahead, Shirley, what you got?
All right, this man in Wisconsin, Steve, was building a fireplace frame. I want to see how tough you are. Listen to what he did. He was building a fireplace frame when he accidentally shot himself in the heart with a nail gun.
Oh, no.
His name is Doug Bergeson. Jeez. He said it didn't really hurt, so he got in his truck and drove 12 miles to a hospital. Bergeson is one tough guy. He said he looked down, he didn't see anything. He put his hand there and said, "That's not good." Doug had open heart surgery. He's doing fine right now. I just wanted to know, Steve, has anything?
He nailed it.
He nailed it, Tommy. This like crazy? Wow.
That's tough.
That's
right
crazy.
There.
Yeah, that's tough even for you, huh, Steve?
Yeah.
Nailed.
I'll tell you one I did one time when we come back. Toughest thing I ever did.
All right, when we come back, that and then Nephew Tommy's Run That Prank back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Ann will be here with today's national news. But right now, it is time for the Nephew's Run That Prank back.
Inspector Gadget!
I love this one.
I didn't change the title on this one to Inspector Gadget.
Yeah.
Baby girl, hand me roll. Here we go. Inspector Gadget.
Hello, I'm trying to reach Karen.
This is Karen.
Karen, hey, listen, my name is Mark. Are you married to Jason?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I got the right person. Listen, I don't even know how to say this to you. My name is Mark. I follow my wife today.
Uh-huh.
And right now I'm at a park, and I'm almost certain that my wife is right now. I'm about 200 or 300 yards away, but I'm almost certain my wife is holding hands with your husband, Jason. So
okay, hold on. When you see my husband at the park with your wife, how long have you been following them?
I followed my wife this morning because I just was feeling, like, real weird about, you know, something going on. And I followed her, and I'm at the park right now. And, you know, I think she's with Jason. I think she's with your husband.
What type of car do you see Jason in?
A Lexus.
What color is it?
White.
Okay, that's him. So he's supposed to have went to work today. And this Sunday, and they had some overtime that he's supposed to be doing at work today, and he's at a park with your wife. Are you close to them?
I'm not close to him. I tried to stay back. Wait. Hold up. She just kissed him.
She just kissed who?
My wife just kissed your husband.
What'd you say your wife's name is again?
My wife's name is Veronica.
Veronica. Okay, what park they at?
They at Langley Park. I'm at Langley Park right now. I'm about 200 yards away from them, and I'm looking at. She just kissed him again. I cannot believe this, man.
I know well. You're not telling me that your wife is kissing my f-ing husband. How did you get my number? That's all up. Back this up. How did you get my number? And who are you?
Like I say, my name is Mark. A buddy of mine named Fitzgerald. Fitz knows. He knows Jason.
I don't know Fitzgerald. I don't want to know how you get my number.
Fitz gave me your Fitz told me he knew Jason and some kind of way got me your phone number. I don't even know who he got your number from. All I know is your husband is kissing my wife right now. That's what I know.
Okay, you just sitting there watching. Give me the number. We can change this right now. You sitting there watching on some Spectre Gadget. I'm going to bust all this up because I don't play that. Because he said he had to work this morning, some little overtime. Don't have time. Who does that in the park with somebody? It's too hole to be in a park anyway. You can't feed no ducks. Give me the address of this Langley Park.
Okay, wait a minute. They getting a blanket out the car.
Now, who does that? I know well, he ain't no romantic type of guy. He never take me to no park,
but they getting a blanket out the car and going deeper into the park. I cannot believe this. They getting the blanket. Well, I know she. Now I'm looking at.
Give me the park address.
They got wine and wine glasses.
Mark. Give me the address of the park. You on some white boy stop? I'm trying to go. I'll bust that up. I don't have time for that calling me all startled and watching your wife. I'm not gonna watch and I'm gonna hand him his ass. Okay, let's stop this right now. Take your over there to the park and give him the phone. I don't have time for this. You sitting up there watching your wife with my. You calling me? What kind of you?
Say what?
You supposed to be up there getting on that. Because if I was there, I'd be the slap that. And I've been handing him his cap. Go hand him the phone. Take up there and hand him the phone. What the hell are you calling me for?
I'm trying to see what else they gonna do. That's what
you
I'm trying to do.
Thing. You done seen enough. All that pointing that be over there doing, pulling out a guy. What you want? Wait to see him? Take your ass over to hand him the phone. I know Jason ain't in no park for no. I'm got my at home. I am on our third child pregnant with a baby. But I don't give a. I'll go up there and whoop his while I'm pregnant. I know well Jason ain't in no park for no. Don't hand him the phone. You
I want to see. Let me step out the truck. Hold on. They drinking wine right now.
I don't give a about that. Go hand him the phone. Walk over and hand him the phone. I don't know what you do with yours. I don't play about mine.
Oh, man, they just...
Mark. I don't know who you are, but go hand him the phone. Go hand him the phone. You sitting up there watching with your weak. Who in the are you anyway?
That's my wife he with. He with my wife.
You must be old. Because if you was one of them big old yoked up black one of them got on this. Who does that? You sitting up there watching them at the park. I'm telling you now, I'm whooping that when I see her. I'm whooping your wife. Then I'm whooping Jason. Then I'm going to slap your calling me with this. You sitting up there calling me, got my blood pressure sky high while you sitting up there watching my husband choke. You supposed to be all on top of that. Okay. Yeah, when I see you got that coming too, but I'm going to find this Langley Park right now. I'm going to get off the phone because I'll be up there. I'm going to show you how.
Okay, hold on. Somebody want to talk to you.
Give him the phone.
Hello,
who is this?
This Tommy.
Tommy who?
This nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
This is some you almost made me have my baby up in this house this morning. And I got two more months to go.
Your husband Jason got me to prank phone call you.
He know better than that shit. I'm whooping anyway when he come home.
He told me, look, man, my wife is a no nonsense. She don't take no drama, none of that.
That don't make no sense because I was like, what man sit there and watch their wife at the park? What man does that? This is crazy. But you tell him, I got him.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I gotta ask you this, baby. One more thing. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Yeah. I'm going to get Jason with this. No, Tommy, I'm going to get you. I told you what I'm going to do. Yeah, I'm just going to name the baby Tommy. Tell him that for a joke.
Tell him you're going to name the baby Tommy?
Yeah, tell Jason that I'm going to name the baby Tommy.
Huh?
That's it.
Stupid.
Come on now. Talk to me, huh?
I loved her. I loved her.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
She said, by mine.
Yeah.
I mean, really got her.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, Steve, before we went to run that prank back, we were talking about this man in Wisconsin, Doug Bergeson, who accidentally shot himself in the heart with a nail gun. And he said it didn't really hurt that much. He drove himself 12 miles to a hospital. He had open heart surgery, and he's doing fine right now.
Wow.
So you were going to tell us a story.
That's tough, man.
I ain't.
He's pretty darn tough.
Yeah, you a bad man right there. Nail gun in the heart and drive yourself 12 miles. This thing I ever did one time, I was about 18, 19.
Wow.
And the hardest thing I ever did was I was at home for Thanksgiving, and I was in there watching the game, and my leg was up, and I had it not in a cast, but it was wrapped and I couldn't walk on it. And the toughest thing I ever did was I had diarrhea and I crawled.
What?
Our army crawled. All the way down the steps.
God.
Butt clenched, tight, bruising my arm, crawled all the way to the toilet.
On
my stomach, through the shag carpet, all across that hardwood floor. Just crawling, trying to get there.
Oh, man.
Crawled up on that toilet and made it.
Thank you, you made it. All right, Miss Anna's coming up with our national news. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here's some things still trending on social media this morning, this very morning. Hashtag impeach Donald Trump, and then David Duke tweeted, thank you, President Trump, for your honesty and courage to tell the truth about hashtag Charlottesville and condemn the leftist terrorists and Black Lives Matter and Antifa. Even NBA star, I saw this, NBA star LeBron James, who spoke out with this tweet, hate has always existed in America. Yes, we know that, but Donald Trump just made it fashionable again. Statues have nothing to do with us now. President Trump reverted to his suggestion, of course, we were talking about this off air, Steve, that both sides are to blame for the violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, over the weekend. He also appeared to have coined a term for counter-protesters, calling them the alt-left. You had some very bad people in that group. You also had some very fine people on both sides. Is he crazy?
How do you have fine people on the side of hate, racial bigotry,
right,
Nazis, and injustice.
The
guy was chanting, "Jews will not replace us."
What are you talking about?
But Donald Trump, I don't understand. Your son-in-law and daughter are Jewish. I mean, look, man. At one point in time, I mean, you just have to be smart. There's a thing just called being smart. And if you're not that, and you're obviously just gonna say what you want to say, it's an ignorance that's, man, dog. Look, I got racism exists. Please believe me, I know this.
Yeah,
I got it.
People we know.
I know the subtleties of it.
Yeah.
I've been exposed to it at every level of my life.
Lots of levels, huh?
Yeah.
At
the
poorest level, at the most well-off level. I've seen racism exist at every level in different forms of fact. Everybody's not a racist. I got that. But we have a president who is the president of the United States who should be at least trying to create the front of bringing us together. At least fake us.
But he didn't do it as a candidate.
No, listen to me. He was trying to do it as a candidate. See, y'all...
He's still campaigning. He's in that.
I'm telling you, man. This
state of mind.
This one right here is different. This one is different. It's a little bit different. See, I love it when people say, "I'm not surprised he was like this." Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, you are surprised about this. This is a little bit stunning. I don't give a damn who you are and what you've seen.
The back and forth.
I don't care how many horror movies you saw. When your ass saw Exorcist, your ass was scared.
Yeah, you're saying that you would think that the office, the highest office in the land, would make him, would change him, conform him, make him more presidential,
right.
You know,
and
do his job to heal the country and all of these things. That's
where
what you're saying.
Is Mike Pence now? See, he can't come fix this one. See, Sean Spicer, he gone. Spicer's so happy.
He's glad he's
he
gone.
He ain't there to cause that press conference. Mooch got out just in time.
Yeah, 10 days and he was out.
He got out just in time. What you going to say now?
It's about the office.
But this right here is wrong for the office and for him personally as a human being and a man.
For the country.
And man, you just can't condone that in any way and think this is okay. It's foul.
Yeah, it is.
Racism
Steve.
Is now fashionable. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Yeah. Let's take it to Miss Ann now.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Miss Ann Tripp.
Christmas. Well, good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripp with the news. What some observers feel could be a reaction to defections, President Trump is dissolving two of his White House advisory councils in the wake of Trump's reaction to the violence and murder in Charlottesville last weekend, a response that was seen as tepid by some, even supportive of racist and anti-Semites by others. Several CEOs have quit now the panels that he set up in protest. So the president says he's now disbanding the American Manufacturing Council and the Strategic and Policy Forum. The head of the 3M Corporation became the latest business bigwig to defect, joining the heads of four other companies, Intel, Merck Pharmaceutical, Under Armour, and Campbell Soup. Meanwhile, Charlottesville, Virginia mourned the young woman who lost her life there, 32-year-old Heather Heyer, who was run down and killed by a car driven by a man who marched with racists. Tons of people packed a downtown theater to pay their last respects to Ms. Heyer. All were dressed in her favorite color, purple, and her mother says her daughter always stood up for what's right.
My child's famous Facebook post was, "If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." She paid attention. She made a lot of us pay attention.
And Susan Brough also had a message for all the white supremacists who might feel they won some sort of victory with her death.
They tried to kill my child to shut her up. Well, guess what? You just magnified her.
Brough's urging mourners to turn their anger into righteous action. In addition, by the way, to her daughter, two state troopers who were monitoring security at the weekend rally were killed when their helicopter crashed. The publisher of the neo-Nazi website called The Daily Stormer says he's now been basically banned from the entire internet. Andrew Anglin says to the Associated Press in an email that both GoDaddy and Google kicked his site off of their engines. The Daily Stormer, also the name of a Nazi propaganda newspaper that recently made fun of Heather Heyer's death. Meanwhile, officials at the University of Florida denying white nationalist leader Richard Spencer the green light to rent space on campus for an event in September. The far right, nevertheless, reportedly planning 9 rallies this weekend alone in locations around the country. Atlanta, Austin, Boston, Los Angeles, California, New York, Pittsburgh, Seattle, and Washington, D.C. Sad news, Robert Yancey, the only child of the late singer Natalie Cole and grandson of Nat King Cole, has died of natural causes, they say so far. He was only 39 years old. And today is Old Joke Day and National Rum Day. Put that rum bottle down, you bad boy. We'll be back with Eugene the Butterfly 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Woo!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Your turn to introduce the butterfly. He is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, Eugene.
That's the best you could do.
He comes in here so excited.
Good morning, everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr. Good morning to everyone. How are you all this morning?
Well, hello, Butterfly.
Doing great, Butterfly. Beautiful.
Today is National I Love My Feet Day. So today is a day to go out and get a pedicure. What's wrong?
What's the problem?
It's a National I Love My Feet Day. Do you not love your feet? Are your feet ugly? I'm speaking to you.
Who are you talking to?
Calm the attitude down. Calm the attitude down, Butterfly.
It's your segment.
But it's the way he addresses it. Don't worry about it.
No, everybody feels the same way about it. Go ahead. It's National Feet
Day. Everyone likes me, Stephen. You are the person that creates the drama.
Okay. Now I like you. So go ahead with your segment.
You like me?
Say it again, Stephen.
Say you like me again.
I love this segment, Eugene. Go ahead.
So, anyway, it's National I Love My Feet Day. Today is a day to go out and get your feet done, get them pedicured, get them, exfoliated.
Suppose you at work.
And why?
And you can't go down there today.
Then maybe on your lunch break, instead of having lunch, go get your feet done. It's National I Love My Feet Day today. Now, so, this is about going out and getting your feet done. And this is, you know what a lot of guys don't do? Go get your feet done together. Men can do this. You can go out and get your pedicures together. Because women go out and they get their nails done together. No. Go out and get your feet. We make a day of it.
Yeah, we do. No. A mani-pedi day, so, stuff like that, a spa day.
Exactly. Yeah. So, me, Junior, Steven, and Tommy should go out and get our feet done together.
It ain't going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And then we can sit in the chairs and they be vibrating. You know, they be doing it.
And we can massage.
Yes, a massager. It be doing that. So anyway.
Steve, you're awfully quiet.
Come on, Stephen. We can sit, imagine. Close your eyes and imagine us in the chair.
I'm not going nowhere with you.
But it's a chance for you guys to bond, Steve.
Bond. That is the thing that
bond.
You and I.
I have to... no desire to bond with Eugene on any level. Bond but... for what? We're not bondable.
Stephen, you're missing out on the good thing, though. But we could get the. You know what? We could get the
you
hot
and I
wax
not
where
friends.
We stick our foot in the bag and the
we,
hot wax
see,
is
we,
in it.
We not putting our foot in the bag. We
Why not?
We not sitting next to each other at no station.
No, we're not going to do that.
We not taking our shoes off together. We mm-hmm. not doing none of that.
We can put our foot in a hot bag of wax.
No, I can't.
Just move on, Butterfly. No. They're not
Go with your
Why
friends.
Why are y'all so against it?
What's their name?
Skillet and them, Raphael. And
yeah, go with yeah. Raphael. Somebody Skillet. Want to do that.
No, I go with my friends all the time. I'm just thinking something
well,
that we should do
with.
As people on the show. We could bond and we could
well,
get
we're
the
not
hot
friends,
stones.
Though. We'll be back.
All right, thank you. Yeah,
your
coming up next.
Sucks.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Okay, Steve, you know what? In considering the climate in our country and everything and the president's comments and what Jimmy Fallon had to say, you know, talking to his children, his two young girls about racism, you know, how do or how should, I'll say, parents talk to their kids about racism?
Look, I'm going to be honest with you here. You know, my youngest child is 20. So they're mm-hmm. old enough to form their own opinions, and they've mm-hmm. seen
right.
enough.
They're adults.
They've been around me. We've had many, many conversations about yeah. this. And they're out there in the work world now experiencing different things and learning. It's very much some of the things I told them actually happens out here
mm-hmm.
In different ways. Of course, with technology, you see it all the time because some coward is always behind a computer in their world, social media. Doing racial slurs and stuff comes out of nowhere. Then when you go on their page, it's private because you try to find out who they are. Ain't got no real picture, nothing like that. So it's very difficult now for parents to talk to their children. This is a difficult one. And I'm going to tell you something else. What makes it so difficult for parents to talk about what's right and wrong in this country in terms of racism, even though you got to have the conversation anyway, it's so crazy that the president of the United States makes a remark like this, and then you're sitting there trying to tell your child, your teenager, the right way, when all over social media is his comments.
Mm-hmm.
The man who holds the highest office in the land mm-hmm. has made a comment that pretty much justifies all hate groups. How does a president make a comment and then the Grand Wizard of the KKK thanks him for his honesty and his courage and for telling the truth? Do you understand, man?
He's okay with that.
The militia groups, the white supremacy group, the skinheads,
he validated
the Klan
mm-hmm.
that are not, man, these numbers,
yeah.
this is a crazy time. Mm-hmm. Their numbers are going to
go up,
escalate, but at the same time, they'll never win. They'll never win. Because what has happened
it's
now is this president has created a divide in his own party. See, this isn't a bipartisan issue. Now, they can't jump on his side now and go, you know, we're with the president. You have to understand what he meant by that.
Ain't you nobody saying that.
Now, Hannity.
They're conspicuous
now,
and quiet.
Hannity. Is over there going, well, look at the tape. What he says is exactly what happened. Look at the tape, people. Wait a minute, man. The fact that they didn't have a permit. First of all, you have a permit to promote hate. First of all, what's wrong with us? Why are we passing out a hate permit?
Yeah.
But when somebody don't right want there. The hate, they got to go get a permit too. I don't need a permit.
They got
to stop you from
right.
hating me.
They don't
I don't
permit.
Need a permit for not to allow you to call me the N-word today. I don't need a permit, partner. Say it, here it go. You must want this, because I have something that comes with the N-word.
We'll go with it, though.
Right, first of all, you get a live demonstration.
Junior.
You get a live demonstration.
I can't help it, sir.
No, really. So if you want to call me one, let me introduce you to someone. You're not going to believe him.
Yo,
so,
yeah.
I just, you know, yeah. I'm probably saying some things, but I'm angry.
Yes.
Because
and disappointed, yeah.
I'm not disappointed. I'm mad.
Right.
Because man, we got a system that's flawed. The Electoral College vote has got to go. And now you're sitting
up here. You
think
that'll ever change? You think that'll really ever change?
I think they may have to look at it. It's going to be a hard fight because the Republicans control those red states down south. And they're not going to let that go easy. Where Georgia gets the same vote as Ohio, even though it's nowhere near as populated of a place. Right. Mississippi get the same number as. You got to be crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. So.
All right. Well,
I'm just angry.
Yeah, a lot of people are.
Just, this is what's happening right now.
Okay. All right. When we come back, Nephew Tommy's prank phone call up next.
Yeah. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's strawberry letter. But up next, come on, Nephew, what you got?
Workers' comp.
You're just so... Matter of fact, with
workers' comp
animated and all of that.
Y'all ain't never got workers' comp.
I ain't never been on it, man.
No, I got it. I think I got it. Did I? Yeah, I think I have.
When I was young,
I got it once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got it once.
Mm-hmm.
I got it once. Workers' comp.
Okay.
You ain't never got a call.
Just maternity leave stuff.
Way worse than workers' comp.
Shut up. How would you know?
I don't know, but I can't have no damn baby, so I know that guy. Yeah.
Can a man?
I'm not gonna lay there and open my legs, so I'm just gonna tell you.
Can
that
a
right
man
now.
Have maternity leave?
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah, when their wife is pregnant. That's what it's
called. Yeah. Can my baby be five and I get it?
If your baby is ill and you have to take time off and deal with it,
he ain't ill like physically. I just think something wrong with it. So can I just?
Well, hell, daddy. Something wrong with it, daddy.
Are you crazy?
His DNA? You talking about that DNA?
Yeah, I can tell you right now.
Yeah.
If you his daddy, there's a high chance.
You walked right into that one, nephew.
DNA strong.
Here it is. All right.
Yeah, hello. Hello, I'm trying to reach a Vincent, please. Who's calling? My name is Ed. Ed from the Human Resources. Oh, yeah, that's me. What's up? Well, Benson wanted to, first of all, check on you. We know you're got injured here at the job. How you doing so far? Yeah, man, I'm making it, man. You know, everything's cool, and, you know, I don't know how long. The therapy's going pretty good, though, but I'm all right. Therapy's going pretty well? Yeah, they say I'm doing all right. The pain level is about maybe a 6 still, but it's getting better, though. Okay. Listen, have you been getting your check on time? Yeah, I've been getting it, man, and I appreciate it because it really helps, man, because, you know, I ain't able to work right now. They said it's going to be a little while, so I appreciate that. Y'all the one to send in the check? Yes, sir. We're the ones getting the checks out and wanted to make sure that that's definitely getting there. So you're good on that, huh? It's good. It's all good, man. I appreciate it. Okay. Let me ask you this. Thank y'all for checking on me. We've got a bit of a problem that we wanted to check on. Now, you haven't been doing any strenuous work. I ain't been working at all, man. I just been taking it easy. I can't do nothing really right now, and they told me not to do nothing. All right. Now, you do know the rules are that you're not supposed to do anything to jeopardize your back, correct? Yeah. I'm straight. I ain't been doing nothing, man. Okay. Well, let me say this to you. We do have some surveillance cameras that are showing us that you've been doing some strenuous work. I ain't even been going nowhere. Talking about surveillance cameras, I don't even hardly go nowhere. Well, you know. the strenuous work that you're doing is actually at home. At home, I'll be inside. I don't do nothing outside. I don't even barbecue, man. What you talking about? Strenuous work. Okay. Have you, Vincent, been having sex at home? What kind of question? Who is this? Is this the supervisor or something? What kind of? Let me talk to the supervisor. That ain't none of your damn business. I'm with Human Resources. I don't give a about, man. Excuse me, dog, but I don't mean disrespect you. Just because you paying me, you know, looking out for me, and don't mean you can call me and just say any kind of like that, man. About have you been having sex? Are you having sex at home? Say that ain't none of your
business, dog. Have I been having sex or not?
Okay.
Any way. What kind
well,
of man?
Sir,
let me talk. Who your supervisor, man?
Sir, I'm the supervisor here at Human Resources. And it's been brought to my attention, and we actually have you on surveillance. You've been having sex. Now, if,
only
if
way you can. I know better not be no cameras in my house. I know that much. And who authorized some like that anyhow? Surveillance
sir,
for me.
You're not supposed to be having sex if your back is hurting. Okay.
Man, you have a man. You better not have no damn camera in my house. What you talking about? You've been surveilling some me having sex. That's a damn lie.
Sir.
What's your name? What's your name, man?
I'm Ed, sir. My name is Ed.
Ed, who Ed? Because I'm, Ed. I'm trying to be nice, but you pissing me off, Ed. This is Ed, who?
Sir, here it is.
Ed,
if
who?
We find out, I'm giving you a warning.
No, Ed, I don't need no warning. I'm giving you a warning. You let me find a damn camera in my house telling me I can't have no sex. And
you
all
cannot
that.
Have sex if you're that is strenuous work and you're putting it on your back and we're paying you. We're paying you.
I don't give a damn
sir,
about what you're paying me or what you ain't paying me. You gonna call my damn phone, tell me you got a surveillance camera in my house? That's some ass.
Okay, well, sir, Vincent, let me say this to you.
You don't need to say nothing to me. But your last name and your supervisor name. That's what you need to do.
My name is Ed. Okay, and you don't need to worry who the supervisor is. You need to make sure that there's no more sex going on until your back is healed.
Look, you don't have me to cuss your out and hang up on your man. I don't have time for this, man. Just because that's what y'all do. Because y'all doing for people, y'all think y'all can do illegal and talk to people crazy, man. When y'all helping them, I don't appreciate that at all, man. This is I don't know who y'all think y'all is down there. Y'all do something for the. I think y'all can just call them. Can say anything, that's man. I don't like that, and I ain't trying to be disrespectful, but you got me heated right now, man. And okay. There better not be no cameras in my house. Do you understand that?
I'm gonna tell you once and one time only. No more sex whatsoever.
You
are, okay.
What you talking about? I'm sorry, man. Because I tell you one damn thing. You think you giving up some money? Now I'm gonna sue y'all if I catch a camera up in my house, and you ain't gonna have to never pay me no more. You gonna pay me one big check, but I'm suing the out of y'all. And you understand that?
I understand. I need you to understand one more thing. Are you listening to me,
man? You go ahead, man. Y'all got me easy, man. This and okay. After this, here, don't even call me no more. I'm telling you, because this is ridiculous.
Okay. Are you familiar with Leonard?
Man, familiar with what?
Leonard. Do you know Leonard? Your coworker Leonard?
Yeah. What about him?
Leonard got me to prank phone call you. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Vincent, buddy, you been pranked.
Man, get the f*** out of here. Man, y'all about to have me to... Ooh, Lord, talk about my check and shit, man. No, man, what's up, man? This is... y'all had me going out, man. Y'all had me heated. Man, I'm gonna kick his... Let me call that... Is he on the phone?
No, he ain't on the phone, man.
Ooh, I'm sweating like a... Oh, so I'm still getting my damn check then. That's what that means. Y'all had me heated, boy. I thought y'all going to take my... What's up, man? Nice to hear from y'all, man.
Yeah,
y'all
doc.
Got me, though, man. Y'all got me.
I got one more question, man. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Of course, no doubt, man. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Always will be, especially y'all done got me like this here. Y'all bad.
I make y'all proud, don't I?
No, proud is not the operative term here. No.
Stupid proud is what I'm saying, Shirley.
Oh, proud of your stupid?
That's not
proud
a term.
Of stupidity.
That's not a term.
What you mean it's not a term?
It's not.
You just want a high five? You the king of pranks?
Yeah.
Okay,
I need some accolades or some gratitude.
Oh, okay, well,
or
say that because proud of your
applause.
Stupid.
Yeah, that was a great job. You play too much. We tell you that every day.
Yeah.
And that's the name of my movie. You play too much.
Oh, that Steve's going to finance?
No, that's been the name of it. You didn't come up with it.
Yes, I did. You'll hear from my attorney.
The one that Steve's going to finance?
He ain't going to do it. I'm going to get it out there.
Oh, man, why you shoot yourself in the foot?
I don't even know about it. He ain't even told me about it.
Have you asked him, nephew?
How much you looking to raise to do the movie?
I gave it to his manager. Your manager ain't giving it to
you? No, he never mentioned it to me. What else is new? How much you trying to raise for your movie?
$300,000. $3.5 million.
Why are you laughing when you said that? This must be
what
good.
You mean, Steve, what kind of movie is that? Is that not enough?
What is it? 30 minutes?
No.
We gotta go. We'll be back. Strawberry Letter coming up.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Strawberry Letter coming up. Before we get to it, boy, Steve, get ready for this letter. I'm telling you right now. But first, President Obama breaks Twitter record. Former President Obama's social media response to the neo-Nazi violence in Charlottesville, Virginia, is the most liked tweet of all time.
Wow.
Obama tweeted a picture of him looking at four children, along with a quote from Nelson Mandela. It reads, "No one is born hating another person because of the color of his skin or his background or his religion." The tweet has been liked more than 2.9 million times as of Tuesday night and retweeted nearly 1.2 million times. He is so correct. It's a learned behavior.
Yes, it is.
You're not born with it.
No, man. Kids, when they meet each other, they just go play.
Yeah.
Yes.
They hold
yes,
each other and talk. They don't care how white you are, how mm-mm. dark you are.
So true,
how,
Steve.
They don't care about the texture of your hair. They get your hand and they go play with you.
Yeah.
Because you a person and you my same size.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And you like the same things I like.
We like
yeah.
the same
man, we down
things.
Here and can't
so
neither
fun.
One of us really talk when we just play it. And as long as you don't teach them hate, they exhibit no hate.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. President Trump is 71 years old. Mm-hmm. And I got to tell you something, man. This dude has never been in politics. This dude has been running Trump Towers however he want to run it. Saying whatever he want to say, doing what he want to say, because he been the big cheese. Well, now he's a bigger cheese. He cannot change the way he is. Always remember this about money. Money and power does not change people.
Well,
money and power allows you to be more of who you really are.
Yep, that's what the first lady said. It only reveals you. Yeah.
No, dog, that's all it do.
Uh-huh. I didn't see this a long time. Like when he had this TV show and stuff.
You need to make up your mind.
I thought he was
because...
cool dude.
Oh, you talking about on Apprentice?
Apprentice.
I thought he was cool dude. I just thought that's a rich dude. He real cool. I ain't see none of this.
He can be all that. He can't run the country.
I've met
that's
him.
The
I didn't see the hatred.
I've
though.
Met him
before he was president,
and the elected president. You cannot have seen this. See, that campaign rhetoric was if you listen to all of the Republicans, all of them were saying the same thing. It wasn't nothing but repeal and replace Obamacare. What he did was, as a celebrity, he called Rubio, you know, a choker. He called Jeb Bush a low-energy guy. You know, he talked about Ted Cruz's wife.
Ooh. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
wrong.
I mean, man, this, dude,
and
this dude was just fine off. He told Jeb Bush, your daddy wasn't nothing. You know, Jeb Bush, he was one of the finest men I've ever met. Yeah, two things happened right here. You can't say a damn thing about my daddy. And when I see you, you don't nothing happen. And you sure can't talk about my wife. And then I see you and don't nothing go down. We may not fight, but we going to have words.
Some serious words.
Some real serious words. You going to think we about to do something. But, man, that's how, and he was on The Apprentice. And he was just standing up there saying regular stuff. And he was rich. The reason he's the president is because people vote for people who are rich. They think they know something. They didn't know nothing about this man. He was rich and he was a celebrity on TV. It's just that the 15 other candidates, you didn't know who the hell, where Ted Cruz come from? Who is Mark Rubio? You didn't know them Jeb Bush. We ain't putting another Bush in the White House.
Yeah. Jesse Jackson, stay out them bushes.
Dog, and then Ben Carson running. Nobody knew Ben Carson. Kusick out of Ohio, nice guy. He was really the better candidate.
I like him.
But nobody knew him. He had 15 nobodies and one TV star. Standing up there saying, I'm rich. Hey, I'm a smart guy. But when he said he don't pay taxes, I thought the whole race was over when he said that he grabs a woman by her pee. When he said that, I said, okay, that's over. It ain't no way in the world they're going to vote for him. A woman at a rally had on a shirt with an arrow on her stomach pointing down towards her thing. And the thing said, Trump can grab my...
That's crazy.
Okay,
is
right.
That crazy?
Okay,
all
right. Right here.
All right. Wow. Here we go.
Come on, Tommy.
It's time for the letter. Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Strawberry letter, even though Trump is a letter himself.
Here we go. Subject, hoodwinked. Good morning, all. Well, here this crap of a son of a gun goes. I was married for 6 years to what I thought was a good man. Well, the second year of our marriage, he was in a horrible accident and was paralyzed from the neck down. Well, I switched jobs to take care of him, and people from his job pitched in, built ramps and workman's comp paid because he was hurt while working. Well, we have two... Well, we had to have three aides because I worked three jobs to make sure he and the kids were okay. Well, my neighbor came to see me one day and said she was glad to see him up and about. I said, no, you must be mistaken because he still can't walk. The doctor told us, this is all in parentheses, this injury was only temporary and he would be able to walk again. Well, still the job is helping us. Well, still the job is helping us as well as his... Oh, still the job is helping us as well as his boss, neighbors, friends, and family. Then one day, my five-year-old daughter said, Mommy, Daddy can walk. He heard her and said, What? Baby, you know Daddy can't walk. She said, Daddy, you remember yesterday? He said, No, honey, and started to cry. Well, I started thinking about what my neighbor and my daughter had said. So I told him I was going out of town for a few days and the kids had to be at my mom's. Well, honey, I got the tricks of my life. I came back around 12 midnight and found him up walking and the aide was in her underclothes. She had two kids by my husband while he was supposed to be crippled. They were drinking, laughing, and having a good old time. Well, I walked in and he said, Honey, I was gonna call you. See what the Lord done? See what the Lord has done. I grabbed my daughter's plastic ball bat and beat the heck out of him and her. They ran out. I grabbed the BB gun and started shooting. I heard them yelling, Stop! God did this! The next day, I called his job, his mama, and my family and told what he had done. Come to find out, for the last 2 years, he could walk. Ain't that some sugar honey iced tea? Well, now his family is mad at me. I know. Well, now his family is mad at me and has threatened my life and my children's life, which are his kids. I've since moved out of state out of fear. Steve, Shirley, Tommy, Carla, was I wrong? I was hurt. I had been taking care of his nasty butt, wiping him, turning him, and whatever he needed. Why is everyone mad at me? I tried my best to be a good wife, and I ended up with some horse poop. Y'all help a sister out. Signed, Hoodwinked.
Woo! Come in
12
here.
Minutes after.
Come in here and wipe me!
We'll be back with Steve. Oh, my God. This letter right here.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. Join me live today on Facebook Live to talk about today's strawberry letter or whatever you want to talk about. It'll be 1 p.m. Eastern time. You can find me at My Girl Shirley or Shirley Strawberry on Facebook. It will be live. But come on, Steve, with part two of your response to today's strawberry letter.
In the words of Tommy, yay, yay! This man right here done faked a 2-year paralysis.
I don't understand how you can do that.
The baby found out and the neighbor found out. Then the wife finds out. Been married 6 years. People all at the job, chipping in, building ramps, cement in, all this.
Guess what? Guess what? What, baby?
Go ahead, Shirley.
What? Daddy can walk. Yay!
Baby, you know Daddy can't walk.
All right, dear Hoodwinked, you know, I just feel so awful for you. Here you are trying to be, like you said, the best wife you could be, taking on three jobs, caretaking for your husband, you know, them being a mom. I mean, you know, you were there for him. You really, really took the vows to heart in sickness and in health. You did everything that you were supposed to do as a wife. But you've been through the ringer as well. I mean, I don't understand what kind of low life, nasty, dirty, scum, snake, Dog, your husband is. I mean, he totally, totally disrespected you. He did. He lied to you. He cheated on you. He did everything. Why is everybody mad at you, you ask? I don't know. I have an idea because you called his job, and so now he has no means of support. Okay, so what? He should be glad that you didn't kill him. You know, I mean, really, I'm not saying that you 19. Should have, but he should be glad.
Come on, sure. Just
go
let
ahead.
Me say this.
No, go ahead.
Cripple his ass for real.
There you go.
Let's just go and get to this right here. Put him down for real. For real.
You can't do that.
No, if I'm washing you, flipping Mm-mm. you, wiping yeah. you, turning
yes.
you,
yes.
and ain't nothing wrong with you, I can't figure out how he kept the scam up for 2 years.
2 years.
First of all, how you married this man and for 2 years he act like he can't move? When you sleep, you move.
Yeah.
Somebody turn over. Try to stay still while you sleep.
They had to have separate beds, though.
Maybe he got a special hospital bed or something like that. But even in that, he got to move.
But she
didn't just... one morning you wake up and go, he on his side.
She's not thinking that.
Or he flipped. Okay, why is his muscle tone still the same?
Because
he's sleeping with the nurse.
Okay, girls and guys, we got to go. Email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter at My Girl Shirley. And join me right after the show for Strawberry Letter Live on Facebook at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, okay? Oh, I'm excited about that. But let's finish this show first. Come on, Steve. Introduce our girl from the talk, Cheryl Underwood.
Cheryl Underwood!
That's what I'm talking about, Steve.
Come on.
That's what I'm talking about. I'm on my way to Baltimore to perform for the Baltimore Comedy Club this weekend with Mike Washington. But I got to shout out to Baltimore City Council, who voted Monday to remove 4 Confederate statues from public parks.
Yes.
Then I got to shout out Hollywood, California. Hollywood Forever Cemetery is removing its Confederate monuments. But they're working with the Long Beach chapter of the United Daughters of the Confederacy. See, that's what happens when you come together without anger and violence. See, I happened to be in Selma, Alabama this weekend, and I found that one of the last living members of the Courageous Eight, a mighty man of Phi Beta Sigma, is still alive. Dr. Frederick D. Reese, 89 years old. But back in the day, he led 105 black teachers to march for voting rights peacefully because hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that. And while we salute the life of Heather Heyer, who lost her life in Charlottesville, we remember a Detroit housewife, white girl named Viola Leozzo, who was volunteering to drive marches back and forth to Selma and was murdered by a Klansman. See, what I got to ask today, brothers and sisters, is what will you sacrifice for the rights of others? We've got to join together. And for all of us that believe that Colin Kaepernick is being blackballed because he exercised his right to protest peacefully, are the black players, employees, players union, and spectators of the NFL, are we going to stand up for this brother's right to do so? Why do we do it? How do we do it? Gandhi taught and Dr. King taught nonviolence with quiet dignity. Let me tell you about that counter-protest. How stupid would racism biggest look if nobody showed up to argue with them? Let's stop calling it white supremacy because it feeds the notion that something is superior. Let's use our money, our power, and our ingenuity to fund the movement for peace and freedom. Let's vote and organize in the midterm elections. Let's support politicians and Republicans and Democrats who stand up for what is right. And no, President Trump, you cannot compare George Washington, Thomas Jefferson to Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson. While Washington and Jefferson may have owned slaves, they did not secede from the Union and fight a civil war for the right to do so. President Trump, that prejudice that we felt in your campaign cannot be advanced in your presidency. Why? Because you criticize selectively the brother, the CEO of the pharmaceutical company Merrick, Kim Frazier, after he resigned from your committee. So that's how you feel about businessmen of color who follow their own mind? See, we don't want Trump with an F. We want the dude that's going to be Trump with a P, the president. See, Trump with an F fans the flames of bigotry and racism. Trump with a P understand that words have power. There's been an increase in hate crimes under your presidency, and we connected to your rhetoric. But remember, the bully pulpit should be used for good. After September 11, President Bush's words of tolerance led to a decrease in hate crimes. So while we out here talking about the eclipse, don't be so blinded in your hatred that you lose sight of loving your neighbor as you love yourself. I'm out, Steve Harvey.
Woohoo! Outstanding.
Going on, girl.
All right, Underwood.
I'm sorry, I got a little choked up there. Hey, on
Cheryl, let me ask you a question.
What's the question?
The gentleman that you mentioned from Merck, is that the seventh business leader who quits Trump's advisory council?
I think so. And I think he was one of the early ones. And
oh,
a
that
lot
was
of people
early on.
Yeah,
oh,
he
okay.
was one of the early
okay,
ones.
That's but not the one they're talking about today. Anymore.
Who they talking about? Who they talking about?
I don't know. They won't give his name, but they just said a seventh.
Seventh person. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but see, and let me tell you something. We need to use radio. We need to use television. We need to have this discussion. And then we need to teach brothers and sisters how we want you to counter protest so you won't be used negatively. And stop calling it white supremacy because you ain't supreme to nobody.
Well,
so let's,
you know what? You know, that's
like
just
that,
they damn.
Yeah,
rhetoric.
That's right.
I
that's
have another want. Name for it.
Got another day. Name for it?
Oh, yeah, for anybody think they superior to me simply because right. of the color of your skin. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
You know? Thank you, Cheryl. We love you, girl. Thank you. On point. All right, up next, Sister Odell in the building.
Odie.
Woo!
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Yay!
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
It's this interesting sound.
Help! Mm-mm. Glory. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord.
Uh-oh.
Yes, yes.
About this morning.
If you ain't ever needed the Lord, you need him now.
Amen.
Yes,
It's a shame when you realize that Jesus is all you need after you realize Jesus is all you got. Hey!
Hello. Saying something now.
Lord, Lord. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning,
Sister Odell.
Odell. Sister Odell.
Ooh, Lord, it's been a week in the news, ain't it?
Yes, it has.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, they done finally cracked this egg open. You see the real color of the yolk now, don't you? Oh, yeah. Y'all was all happy with it. Oh, we got him in. We got him in. Yeah, you got him in, all right. Yeah, he done flipped the script.
Yeah.
How y'all doing today? What's going on with you? Hi, Junior.
Morning, Sister Odell.
Mm-hmm. Your voice is lowering just a little bit.
Uh-uh.
You sick?
No, ma'am.
Oh, okay.
It's back
no.
up. It's back up.
He's fine. It's summertime. He's good, Sister Odell.
Because I can help you out next time you have a crisis, call me.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
What would you do?
I got a niece I'm going to introduce him to.
Huh? Really?
What? My niece.
This might be good. And
is she a nurse or a doctor?
No, she's not a nurse at all.
Well, how can she help him?
Well, you know, if you get the right thing put on you.
You know, come right up out that crisis.
Yeah, the right thing is come to this healing power. I've heard a lot of men. I done brought a lot of men back from the dead. I go in the hospital and put it on you. You're going to get up. Raise up! Hey, Tommy.
Hey, Sister Odell, how you
hi,
doing?
Hi, boy. Hi. Hi, Carly.
Hey, Sister Odell, how you doing?
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. Hello, Shirley.
Well, hello, Sister Odell. Mm-hmm. How are you?
I'm doing good, you know, just getting through it like everybody else.
Yes, ma'am. I guess you've been watching the news, huh? You saw that our president reversed what he said the other day about...
Ain't he crazy?
Yes, ma'am. That,
yes,
that's
ma'am.
The only
ain't
thing
he just
as
crazy as he want to be?
Yes, ma'am.
You know, it took you 48 hours to come out and say it. Then you said it. Then you come back and you unsay it.
That's it. Mm-hmm.
He just done lost his rabbit ass mind. I ain't never seen nothing like it right here. Get this man right here. He shouldn't have been the president.
No, ma'am.
No, ma'am.
Because
no,
it ain't nothing presidential about him.
No. That's true. That's true. And he's not a politician. And he's 71. The chances of him changing at
there ain't
this
no
point,
chance in hell in him changing. Yeah. You can't teach an old dog a new trick.
Not at all.
Mm-hmm. And this old dog got money. He don't pay no taxes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. About that. Yeah. You know, then there's that.
I knew it was going to be like this, you know, because of his daddy.
What do you mean, mm-hmm. Sister Odell?
I knew it. Yeah, of course I knew his daddy.
Oh, what was his name?
Rump.
Rump
Trump?
It's called him Big Rump Trump.
What? One more time? What?
Big Rump Trump. He owned 78 gas stations in Cleveland.
Oh. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Did you ever get gas from one of those gas?
Yeah, stations? I got gas from him a couple times. You know, me and we got in a couple of arguments, you know.
You and Rump.
Me and Big Rump.
Big Rump.
What were y'all arguing about?
Yeah. Well, you know, he, you know, just being rich, man, he just said something to me one day, told me to hair up. And I wasn't about to speed up. So he asked me to hair up. I drove off. What you rush that?
So you didn't pay for your gas?
I didn't pay for the gas. I was the reason that you came up with the sign that's on the pumps now. Pay for your pump?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am.
Just because a big rump Trump told me to hair up. Well, I drove off then. There you go. Now, how about that? No. Big rump Trump, now how you like me now?
Who knew?
Yeah. You know, just situations, you know, you runs into people. And then I was by there one time, and I was asking him, did he have any more moon pies? Because, you know, he sold moon pies at the gas station. He said he wasn't carrying them no more. And I said, well, why not? He said, because that's all the blacks want when they come in there as a moon pie.
He said that.
So I went on home, and I got some cousins that's on, you know, just on, you know, substance abuse programs, you know.
Back then?
You know, one of them sniffed airplane glue. And then I had my little nephew that just a flat-out crackhead. I went home and told him, and they came up there and burned his gas station down.
No problem.
What's going on?
Now, take another moon pie at another gas station.
All this over moon pie.
Take another moon pie. Yep, new moon pie, that's your ass.
Now, Sister Odell, for the young people that are listening that may not know what a moon pie is, could you explain that?
It's a marshmallow filling.
Yes, ma'am.
Kind of like a graham cracker crust. And it's round. It's about the size of a softball. And you put the marshmallow in the middle, and then you put the two graham crackers. They shaped like a marshmallow. And then dip it in chocolate. Some of them is vanilla, too. They use vanilla flavoring. That ain't good, though. Chocolate is the best one. That's a moon pie.
Yeah. So, that's what really they call it. Moon pies, huh?
Oh, I used to do a moon pie, too. They had a personal moon pie when I was young.
Excuse me?
I used to make a personal moon pie when I was young.
I don't understand what you mean.
Well, I'd moon you, and then you had your head in between my cheeks, and I clamped it shut, and that was that was a human moon pie.
Oh, God. That's not cute at all.
It ain't cute now. I tell you what, it ain't cute now.
It ain't cute now,
but I bet you back then you'd have wanted your head jammed up in there.
She can't repeat that, nephew.
I done said that. I bet you when I was 30, I bet you'd have wanted to get your head locked up in there.
The visual.
Yeah, well, don't look at me now. Look at me then.
How you like me then?
Well, thank you, Sister Odell, for the visit today. We learned a lot from you.
Bye.
Coming up, Carla's reality update. Bye, Sister Odell. Come on in, Carla. Oh, man. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it's that time. Get ready. It is reality update.
Okay, nephew, thank you very much. All this is going on in the news. I had a chance to catch up on some trash TV. Basketball Wives Reunion, the reunion show. Let me just say this, Shirley Strawberry. That thing, Jackie Christie.
Love her.
Girl, I love her crazy.
That thing is crazy. There's no crazy chain like her.
You're right.
What she look like?
Who is Jackie Christie? She is married to Doug Christie, former NBA player.
She's a very attractive woman.
Not on the show. Well, sometimes. He is on there sometimes, but he's not a regular cast member.
She's very attractive.
Yeah, Jackie's been married. She's been on the show, and, you know, her and Doug, they've been married for a very long time. Well, anyway, all season, Jackie and Evelyn Lozada, they have been beefing all season long.
How's the deal. Evelyn doing on that show?
Well, you know,
She's about to go back.
Her buttons are getting pushed.
Didn't Iyanna fix her life?
All of that, Tommy. She had her own show.
She did all that.
Yeah.
Now her life broke again.
Well, check this out. Jackie and Evelyn, they have been beefing. So Jackie didn't appreciate Evelyn getting involved in her family business. So here's the deal. Evelyn donated about $3,500 to help Jackie's grandson when he was injured in a fire at this daycare. It was a crazy incident. The problem is Jackie has this long-running feud between her and her daughter, and she felt like Evelyn should not have got, she shouldn't gotten herself involved in any of her own, you know, her family business.
By donating some money?
Well, because her daughter, Jackie's daughter, started this GoFundMe page to help her grandson and to raise monies to help for his care and medical bills and things like that. So Evelyn donated to the
$3,500 to that.
Right, to the GoFundMe page. So like I said, Jackie and her daughter have been having issues and they have been feuding. Jackie wanted to get Evelyn back, so she called her names all season, called her daughter's names, and she, like Shirley just said, she really pushed Evelyn's buttons.
Ooh, yeah.
And like we said, Evelyn returned back to Basketball Wives claiming she had changed her bad girl image. Buttons were pushed. She almost
bad girl came out?
Almost. Not quite. It's there. It's close. There.
About two more episodes, we'll be there.
Next season is probably going to be out.
Okay.
If this continues. So, you know, that was the reunion show. It was kind of messy. Folks are trying to figure out what Shawnee, she's not friends with Jackie anymore, and Shawnee is more loyal to Evelyn.
Shawnee, that's Shaq's old wife.
Yeah,
okay.
But she's ex-wife. The producer of the show. Ex-wife. Yeah, she is his ex-wife.
All so anyway, these questions is Tommy's.
These are Tommy's questions.
You can ask these. Don't be scared. You can say this.
See, I don't want to, because then next time when I see him, you know, you was on there talking about me. Yeah.
Well, some of them need to be talked about, Steve, because their behavior is crazy.
But I decide which ones I want to.
Okay.
I just want to give Tommy credit for his, and I want credit for mine.
Okay. Well, do you have any questions? And maybe he has some questions, Carla.
Uh-uh. No, not about this. Nope.
Yeah, and we
not about women who fight. That ain't your topic.
We talked about this earlier this week when we recently reported that Evelyn broke off her engagement.
H-Town boy.
Yeah, he is from Houston, and she is keeping. She announced that she is keeping that 14.5 carat ring that he gave her for the engagement, which is valued at over probably $1.4 million. Mm-hmm. Twitter question, Lips by Carla, hit me up on Instagram. Are you on Team Evelyn or Team Jackie? I think, you know, everyone is saying Evelyn had good intentions, but, you know, you can't get involved with other folks' kids without talking to the parents first, I think.
Yeah.
Is what
so Team
Jackie's
Jackie.
Point was, but she was going off so crazy trying to make that point. But that is her point. Hit me on Spike Carla. Tell me Team Jackie or Team Evelyn. Moving on, there is a new spinoff show from Basketball Wives. It's called Baller Wives. Now, this is a docu-reality
anybody married?
Series.
Is anybody married?
Yes, everybody's married on this show.
And everybody.
This is spotlighting, successful and retired professional athletes, their wives and their families in Miami. And executive producer is Michael Vick.
What?
Yes, and his wife, Kahiva, they are co-executive producers on the show. In the premiere episode, Kahiva is talking to her husband, Michael, about his recent comments about quarterback Colin Kaepernick. You remember he talked about his hairstyle and all of this was on social media and on the news. Take a listen to Michael Vick trying to explain what happened. Here we go.
Oh, what I said the other day about Cap?
Yes. Why does he have to change his hair for him to get a job?
He don't. I wasn't referring to the has that. I went on Fox Sports. I was asked about Colin Kaepernick's situation. I didn't look at his afro as a symbol of what he believed in. I looked at it from a style standpoint, you know, from the face of a franchise standpoint. And I realized that I knew I was wrong.
What would make you say get a haircut anyway?
I don't know, Kiaf, I was wrong. No, man, Kiafa's upset. She's saying what everybody else was saying in my own household. So, wifey coming at me, that's tough. And that's when I know I really screwed up. You know what, Kiafa? I shouldn't have said what I said. No one in any race should be stereotyped based on the way they look, dress, act. But it's the reality of the world we live in.
Yes, but that doesn't make it right. And I know you know that it doesn't make it right.
Yeah, I know I was wrong with what I said and the way it came out.
It's just not no fun having you, you know, in the media again for negative things. Yeah. It just scares me.
Yeah, and so Kahiva.
They got any dogs, Carl?
Yeah, yes, but you know what, though? Here's the thing. I do understand what Michael Vick was saying. Mm-hmm. And people say, why he got to get cut his hair? Why he got to do this? Mm-hmm. All of these major athletes that you see who are tremendous talents, who will not be playing all their life, they're going to have to get a job endorsing products like Peyton Manning endorsing products like Cam Newton, and they're going to have to become sports commentators or something. Look at the billboards and on Madison Avenue. They do not put that on billboards, and unless you want to represent Subway or Rayovac, they will not put that look on the face of their product. And what the man was saying has a truth to it. It may not be a person shouldn't have to change his look, but your ass going to have to change your look if you want to be on Madison Avenue.
All right, Steve, you are now involved. We will be right back.
Well, we can talk more about it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. We're in the middle of Carla's reality update, and the guy who was reluctant to get in, as always, jumped right in the fire. Yeah. Steve
right
Harvey,
on in there. This thing got
there
nothing
full
to do with him.
Yes.
Now we're all down Madison Avenue now.
Yeah, so last break, if you're just joining us, we were talking about Ball of Wives. It's a spinoff of Basketball Wives, and its co-executive producers are Michael Vick and his wife, Kahifa Vick, and she talked about Michael Vick's statement when he talked about Colin Kaepernick's hair and being in social media.
He apologized, though.
Yeah, he apologized. And, Steve, you were saying you agreed with Michael Vick.
No, listen to me. He said that it came out the wrong way.
Yeah.
And I agree with him that it came out the wrong way. Mm-hmm. But he was saying, as the face of the franchise and leading a football team, and I'm telling y'all, that's the way these boys be thinking. He is not wrong. He has been in those meetings and had to hear this.
Yeah.
Michael Vick had take them cornrows out of his hair as the face of the franchise. Look at it, man, and I'm telling you, this is what's happening in our real world. This thing called racism is on every single level. It's just done in a more subtle way. So now they can keep you out of certain things based on the way you look, and they don't have to explain it to you. But you keep on thinking that you can just do anything. Look, I'll give you an example. The suits I used to wear. The big wide legs, the big long jackets, six buttons on the front.
Six.
You see where I was?
12.
Okay, cool. You see where I was?
Yeah.
Okay, do you see where I am today?
Yeah,
one
right.
One and two
way more TV shows.
Do you understand the change that I made because I had to understand that? And my wife set me down and explained it to me. And I had to understand that. They could not keep putting that look out front because they couldn't explain it. Now, that's just a suit. So now, let's look at your hair. If they can't explain your hair to the board, when they go in there to say, we're going to pay this man $8 million to represent our product, and they cannot explain your look to the board, and the board don't look nothing like you, ain't nobody on sitting on the board look like you, how you think that's going to go? I'm telling you, man, what the young cat was trying to say, what Michael Vick was trying to say, has validity behind it. If you talk to superstar athletes, they'll tell you that. I got another one for you. Go and look at the Canton Hall of Fame for football.
Ain't a cornrow in there.
Go in there, man. Go in there.
Yeah.
And see who they put in the Hall of Fame. And y'all think somebody trying to stop you from being you. You being you may not fit everywhere. Now, if that's you want to just ride that out, then go ahead. But after you get through playing basketball and you want to sit in these press boxes with the owners and you want to be on TV and you want to endorse projects, Like Michael Jordan. You know why Cam Newton on everything? Because of how he look. You know why LeBron James on everything? Because of how he look. Now, Kawhi Leonard, what's his name over at San Antonio? Hell of a basketball player. You don't see him on nothing because they ain't putting them cornrows on nothing. You can say what you want to say, but he ain't on nothing.
So Beast Mode need to change his hairstyle?
Boy, ain't nobody.
He's been saying that.
Boy.
Yeah.
Boy, Madison Avenue can't do it because they can't explain you to the board members that pay the money. That's just a game, y'all. It's just how it's done. Now, if you don't want to play the game, then do what you want to do.
We got to go. Thank you, Carla, as always. We will be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Facebook is going after hate speech in the wake of the Charlottesville unrest. Facebook is going after hate speech. Did you hear me? The company said yesterday it's pulled at least 8 pages or accounts of white supremacists from Facebook and Instagram since the weekend. Those accounts belong to groups including the right-wing Death Squad, Genuine Donald Trump, White Nationalist America, White-Winged Night, Awakening Red Pill, Physical Removal, Awakened Masses, and Vanguard America. Twitter, YouTube, and other sites are also targeting hate. And that's
okay,
a really good thing.
Then, okay, okay.
What?
All right, this is a question.
Here we go. Come on, let's have it.
If Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, mm-hmm. and all of them are going to be YouTube. Targeting hate, what does that mean? Are they just targeting hate groups, or if you make hate statements?
Well, yeah, hate speech. Yeah, hate statements. Mm-hmm.
So the president might not have
a Twitter account.
I'm just asking.
It's a good point.
That's all we know. Because
he is the tweeting president. Yeah, yeah.
I was listening to Pence, Vice President Pence, mm-hmm. comments about the Charlottesville comments and incident yesterday.
Yeah.
So he was on TV and he said this: "I stand by the president and his words." But as I think he's in Chile today, yesterday.
Yeah.
He said, "But I'm in Chile. Our hearts are in Charlottesville, where friends and family are memorializing this absolutely wonderful woman, the woman that was killed by this butthole,
by this
member of this hate group, who plowed into a group of people because he hated them, because they didn't believe that there was such thing as neo-Nazis, and they didn't believe in the Klan and white supremacy. So now we'll kill all y'all." Okay, that's crazy. So now Pence says, "But our hearts are in Charlottesville." And then he says, "We should stand against anyone or any few who go against the values of this country." Well, let me say this. You can't get fewer than one person. But the one person right now who had the greatest chance to affect it is the president. And he all but condoned and made okay what happened in Charlottesville and their right to do that. Now, he didn't condone the death of this girl. But you pretty much said to these hate groups, there's a place for you because you got a permit. And the other group didn't even have a permit. And then you say it in such a way that David Duke comes out and says, "Thank you for your courage and your honesty." But then Trump again blames both sides in Charlottesville. He won't get off of it. Here's a dude, man, that who will not say I made a mistake. Michael Vick, in our segment we just did, said I made a mistake. I love Michael Vick, man. This dude is growing. He's trying to get it together.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody make mistakes. I just said some crazy stuff. I want some stuff back.
You have?
You just said some.
Really? Steve, please don't shoot yourself in the foot right here.
Huh?
Please don't do it.
But I got the gun aimed at
you. We got to go. We'll be back with just one more thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right. It's time to close out the show with just one more thing. What an interesting day this has been.
Can I ask a question before one more thing?
Oh, before just one more thing? Yeah. What is
it?
Just one more thing before just one more thing. Go ahead.
this rally they had.
In Charlottesville?
In Charlottesville. Did y'all know that they had tiki torches?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, ain't them for parties? I don't understand. I thought a real rally, you're supposed to just take a tile and wrap around a stick and light it up. Ain't that how it's supposed to go?
No, tiki torches help keep the mosquitoes away.
Ain't no sense of protesting and getting bit, you know.
Wow.
Yes, they did. Manufacturer of the garden torches.
They said something?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah they were saddened to see their products used at that white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia.
They made a lot of money, though.
They're very upset. And that's one of was associated with horrible memories of the KKK.
That's one of the bright lights in all of this, if you can say anything like that, is that, you know, people like the manufacturers of tiki torches and, you know, other white people, you know, are seeing it. Like you said earlier, Steve, they're seeing, you know, the error of these people's ways, the hatred. You know, we shouldn't tolerate it. There should be no place for that. I mean, you know, I'm glad to see people standing up and speaking out finally.
So
you know,
we've
been
crosses.
Doing it for
they
so long by ourselves.
Torches,
well,
I
wasn't
really
hip to the tiki torch thing,
to be honest with you.
Huh?
That's what I they got. Really That's hip. What all of them got tiki torches in their head.
Well, I'm glad, like Shirley just said, the manufacturer shut that down and said they don't want their product associated with that kind of
behavior. And the CEOs who stepped off the president's manufacturing council. People are taking a stand.
I've listened to these hate groups. Mm-hmm. And you sit there and you have a very, very twisted opinion, first of all, of yourself. Mm-hmm. Let's just start with yourself. That you have convinced yourself that for some reason you're better than someone else simply because of your skin color. But they go further than that. If your faith is Jewish, you have no right to be here. Then they turn around and go, if your sexual preference is different, you have no right to be here. And then they go, if your skin color is different, you have no right to be here. That's amazing, man. So technically, since they want to go by all of that, technically, the only people who really belong here are Native Americans.
Yeah.
Come on,
you want to break it down that way. They're the only ones who really should be here. Because the Pinata and them other two boats, the Mayfly, whatever their name was.
Santa Maria.
Whatever. I never knew it when they asked me in test either. I ain't give a damn. When they came over here, you was out of line.
It paid off.
And you sent the very people that they didn't want over there, and they put them on their boats, and they sent them over here. If it were not for the kindness, the sheer kindness of the Native American's heart, all of you would have died. All of you would have died. You ain't know nothing about living over here. But they nurtured you. They gave you hope. They gave you a chance. They taught you how to farm. They taught you how to cut meat, how to make fur and live.
Cultivate.
And then what'd you do in return? You stole everything they had.
Come on.
You took every single thing they had, man.
Nothing but the truth right there.
So now, technically, that's who really belongs here. Oh, but you one up that, though. That wasn't enough. Then your lazy trifling behind didn't want to do the work to grow the crops you needed to live on. And then you went over there and you got us. Hold up, man. Hold up. I keep trying to figure out where this supremacy comes from, where this sense of entitlement comes from, when you ain't even really done the work in the first place. Woo. And everybody that did the work, you take the credit from them and own it as yours. Yep. So see, this value of yourself, the way you feel about yourself when you call yourself a neo-Nazi, a skinhead, a supremacist, whatever you call yourself, It's a fake view of who you really are. Because who you really are, you won't tell nobody who you really are. Because really, what you did was you stole a country. You enslaved a people. That's what you really did.
You're getting deep with this.
That's
Steve
what you really
Harvey.
Did. Wow. So now, you want to create this false image of yourself. And now, in order to keep yourself feeling superior and special and entitled, you now degrade everybody else. You can't blow my candle out to make yours brighter. You still the little ass flicker that you always been. Woo. You still stole America.
Church.
You still imprisoned people. Church. You brought the Chinese over here and made them build the railroads. Then when the war broke out, you put all them in prison. Ain't nobody forgot.
You need to teach Donald
America
Trump
has
some
made
history.
Some mistakes, but America got a chance to get it right.
And now people in this country who have been trying desperately to fix the ills and the wrongs. I mean, look, you got to clap for the ones that at least try. Yeah, but it's so many trying to hang on to what it used to be. That's why these statues is everywhere. And then you get yourself a museum, and you go in there and look at General Lee. You can pull the flag You can put all of them up in there. And you can go by that cry. You can have your little reenactments of the Civil War.
And y'all win.
But you ain't having one where I'm paying taxes at.
And fight go with it.
We gotta go home, Steve. Thank you.
All the Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.